The servant of God, James of the Rosary, confessor, first order. About 1422, a young man entered the Franciscan order in the province which St. Francis himself founded and which bears his name. His name was James, and he became a priest of eminent sanctity and a fervent client of our Blessed Mother. His sermons and conversations abounded with praises of Mary. He took a special delight in reciting in her honor the Rosary of the Seven Joys of Our Lady, generally called the Franciscan Crown. And he used to exhort the faithful to venerate Mary by saying this rosary which is so pleasing to her. That is why he came to be called Father James of the Rosary. In fact, the origin of this rosary is ascribed to him, and St. John Capistran extols him for it. He often experienced the power of this beautiful prayer. Once, the convent of Borgo San Sepolcro, which lay in the domains of the city of Florence, was marked for destruction to keep the advancing armies of Naples from using it as a vantage point. James, who lived there, influenced the Florentine commanding officer to wait a little longer before proceeding to destroy it, and then went to pray his rosary that the convent might be spared. It was then revealed to him that the enemy would not appear, but would be forced to retreat. So it happened, and no harm came to the friary. James spent the last years of his life in this convent in perfect peace, until God called him to eternal rest at the age of 70 years. On the Franciscan Crown. The Blessed Virgin herself pointed out that the Franciscan Crown, like the usual Dominican Rosary, is a devotion pleasing to her. The annals of the order state that a young man, it is generally believed that it was James of the Rosary, who entered the order had been a fervent client of our Blessed Lady and had decked her statue daily with a wreath of flowers. Since he was not permitted to continue this practice in the novitiate, he thought of leaving the order. But first he knelt before the statue of Our Lady to say a prayer. There the Blessed Virgin appeared to him and said, "Remain here, and do not grieve because you can no longer weave a wreath of flowers for me. I will teach you how you can daily weave a crown of roses that will not wither, and will be more pleasing to me and more meritorious for yourself." And she taught him the Rosary of the Seven Decades. From this incident, we can learn not to be selfishly attached to pious practices, and that prayer is of greater value than perishable decorations. Consider the fragrant roses that make up the Franciscan crown. This rosary consists of 72 Hail Marys, and originally these were said in honor of the 72 years which Our Lady spent on earth, according to the more probable opinion and tradition. As such, it was certainly in existence during the first half of the 15th century, for St. Bernardine and St. John Capistran both promoted it. It was not till the 17th century, apparently, that the children of St. Francis began to recite the Seven Decades of the Crown, also in honor of the Seven Joys of Our Lady. At each decade, it is well to reflect on the sweet joy Our Lady experienced in each of the mysteries. Said in this way, the Rosary will be very pleasing to Mary, and you will learn to love it more and more. Consider how effectual this rosary has proved to be. The servant of God James experienced its good effects even in his lifetime, and throughout the history of the Franciscan order, blessed results have often been ascribed to the praying of the crown. Though the indulgences of this rosary have been revoked and not renewed, One can gain those granted for 5 decades of the 20-decade rosary. Prayer of the Church. Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord, that we, thy servants, may ever enjoy health of body and soul, and through the glorious intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, be saved from present evil, and have a share in the joys of eternity, through Christ our Lord. Amen.